I would like to welcome everyone participating in today's meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on southdakota.net in service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their microphone only when speaking. The meeting is being recorded and audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board, Water Management Board. If members of the board, Legislative Oversight Committee, are participating in the meeting remotely, please acknowledge your presence at this time. Hearing none, I will recognize Representative Mike Weisgram, who's here with us personally today. Thanks for coming, Mike.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is annual election of officers.
Mr. Chairman, Mrs. Freeman, I would make a motion that you be the chairman, that Ms. Dixon be the vice chair, and that Mr. Holtbauer be nominated as secretary.
Okay, we've got a motion on the floor. Is there a second to the motion?
Mr. Comas, I'll second it.
I'm getting worried. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, have the secretary call the roll, please.
York?
Aye.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon? Dixon?
Aye, sorry.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Nutmaker?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Okay, appointment of pre-hearing chair. Do we need a nomination or do I just appoint him?
You're the chair. So.
Well, without any objection, I am going to appoint Mr. Freeman to be the pre-hearing chairman and Mr. Larson to be his backup.
I'll look real quick.
It's getting bad. I can't remember from year to year when we do that.
It says to be appointed, pre-hearing officer may be appointed by the board, so it's just an appointment.
Okay, okay, we've done that. Adoption of final agenda. Anyone have additions or corrections for that?
Mr. Chair, I move adoption to Freeman.
Mr. Freeman made a motion to adopt the agenda. Is there a second to the motion?
Holzbauer seconds.
This is Bjork's second.
Second by Bjork. Save yours for next time, Leo. Thanks. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Conflicts and disclosures. Request for state board waivers. Do we have any conflicts or disclosures we need to address now? Hearing none, we're going to assume we have no conflicts or disclosures. May 8th, 2024 board minutes. Do we have additions or corrections to those? I did not see anything going through there. Anyone else have any additions or corrections? If not,
Chairman, this is I make a motion to approve the May 8th, 2024 meeting minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Bjork. Motion to approve. Is there a second?
This is Larson. I second the motion.
Second by Mr. Larson. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor vote aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Set October 2nd and 3rd, 2024, dates and location.
Pierre, I would suggest.
Okay. Pierre, location, October 2nd and 3rd. Anyone have conflicts with that? Okay, we'll let that go on. That will work. Public comment period in accordance with SDCL 125-1. If you are here to make public comments, you get 3 minutes. Anyone online? We have no commenters. Update in DJNR activities, Mr. Gronlin.
Good morning. First, we'd like to start with a couple of introductions. For those that were in here, you were likely greeted by a new person, Shannon Const. She is a new senior secretary that replaced Vicki Mayberry, who retired last May. She brings a lot of positive energy. If you've got a chance to be introduced to her, and she's done real well by us as well. Also, I'd like to have Austin Secchi stand up. He is a new engineer that started with the Water Rights Program in May 9th. He has a degree from the School of Mines, so Peggy will like that, I believe, in industrial engineering and engineering management. Today he cleans up pretty well, but what I can tell you is next week he's going out on an observation well run, and the temperatures we'll be dealing with, he probably won't look or smell as good.
Second.
Thanks, Austin. So, obviously, probably the most noteworthy thing to talk about is the flooding due to the high precipitation event that occurred. No one East River was totally immune from that. What I would tell you is the state geologist, Tim Kalman, played a critical role in helping with the flood efforts and predicting anticipated peak flows and peak stages, utilizing what South Dakota developed with the help of a consultant, Reese Peck, for doing that, those type of things, and all that. That was something that both Mr. Kalman and Mark Rath were involved in, and was a real benefit to helping those decision makers with the various issues or emergencies they were dealing with there as well. As far as water rights, we monitored a number of dams that we were getting calls about. The most notable of those is one that's in Mr. Hutmacher's backyard, Wana Lane, there by Chamberlain, which feeds down into the American Marina area, as well as Menno Dam in Hutchinson County, where we got calls worried about those. Those are both high hazard dams, meaning their failure could result in a loss of life. That didn't occur with either one of those. The two breaches that I would make note of is, again, in Mr. Hutmacher's backyard, there was a Healy Dam, a school and public lands dam, as well as Old Stickney Dam, that both breached due to those events. Those were low hazard dams. Some of these dams that are out there are still flowing over the spillway or the crest, so a full analysis can't be done of those. But as the flows go down, Gamefish Park School and Public Lands, with the assistance of Whitney Kilts, will be looking at those dams more closely to see if there are additional issues that need to be addressed with those. It did wreak a little bit of havoc with our normal observation well runs, especially in that southeast portion of the state. We really haven't gone down there. I think we might just be starting to go down there. There could be some of our observation wells that were damaged. But with things going on down there and road closures, it was just best for us to stay out of the area, and that's what we did on it. The Water Rights Program continues to monitor the USGS gauging stations. Obviously, East River, most of those, the James River, the Big Sioux, the Vermilion, are still, above what would be normal and are expected to continue that way. West River is a little bit different story, although there's no real critical issues. There are lower flows. It has been a little drier out there. Probably two most notable ones that we've been watching is the Cheyenne River. I always look at the WASTA gauge there. It was today, this morning, at 120 CFS. It had got down under 100 a little bit a couple weeks ago. You know, we really don't get critical until we get down there for around 20. Then also down by Hermosa, Battle Creek is one that we watch because we have some irrigators there, and we've had controversy in the past over that. It's been holding fairly steady, but those are the two of the rivers that we're probably watching more than anything else right now. The other thing I'd like to make you aware of is through the FEMA, a high hazard potential dam grant, kind of a new grant through those. South Dakota applied for that with a number of other states of $185 million out there. South Dakota received $2.9 million, which is going to be put towards the Richmond Dam project up north, northwest of Aberdeen. That's getting a high hazard dam. Needs a spillway replacement, and there's some serious seepage issues with that. The state legislature has already appropriated $9.65 million to that, so there's probably about $13 million that will be sitting there for that project, which is anticipated to be upwards of $20 million when it's all said and done. But we were able to secure some additional funds there. The other item, last item I'll have is more of just a bookkeeping item of sorts. In the board packet, you always get the new water permit table there. There are two of those that were listed on our unopposed new water permit applications issued based on the recommendation. One was 8754 Lewis and Clark Rural Waters Regional Water System and 8787-3 Cheryl E. Nelson. Those were both addressed in front of the board at the May meeting for Lewis and Clark Regional Water System. That was that large future use permit application that the board approved, went through legislative process, and then the Cheryl Nelson, that was at which time the board issued or adopted the findings at the May meeting. So those were errantly included on that table. And so just as a bookkeeping item, I thought I'd make you aware of it. With that, I take any questions from the board.
I just have a couple comments, and one of them is on that Wanna Lane Dam here. I think it was either last year or the year before we dredged that whole marina area out, and I am reasonably sure that it's silted clear full again. We had, well, basically brown water running from there all the way down to the interstate bridge for 2 weeks almost, and it slowed down to the point it's only to the Old Bar Bridge now. And the other thing is, the Chamberlain Golf Course, which is in Lyman County now, they're seeing more instances of flooding and everything else that's going on. And I believe most of the problem is out into the river where it's silted in going across where the old 16 used to be. And, you know, there's probably 15 or 20 feet of mud out there, and I don't think it can get, the water just can't get out of there fast enough. And I don't know if the Corps can do something to help that problem. They caused most of it, but I'd love to see something done with that.
Okay. Understood. So
if you get the opportunity, you know, tell them that we're making a mess. I wish they'd have built all them siltation dams like they were supposed to. But that's 75 years ago. Okay, anyone have questions of Eric?
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
if anything we need to know about the McCook Lake?
There's two different McCook Lake. One is the pending litigation, which I assume David or Jen are going to discuss here in a minute.
Okay. I'm ahead of myself. Okay.
As far as the flooding issues, and what occurred, the devastation there, I think the pictures, if anybody seen those, say it all.
And who made the decision to breach that?
I'm not sure if I understand the question of the breach. I think the issue to be addressed was that the North Sioux City, and this is me from the outside, I wasn't in on that decision making, North Sioux City made the decision to berm across one of the exits that...
On the highway, the interstate.
That is an issue that's being, I guess, talked about. That's the best way to put it.
There we go. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself.
No.
Any more questions of Eric? Thanks, Eric, for the report. Next on the agenda, status and review of water rights litigation. David, I'll go for it.
Yeah. So there have been motion on that. On July 2nd, the First Circuit Court issued a memorandum decision regarding the petition for the, or the appeal of the board's order regarding the petition for a declaratory ruling and for the water permit 8744-3. The court supported the board's decision and stated that the board correctly determined that no water right permit is required for the Dakota Bay Canal construction, that you properly allowed the intervention of Dakota Bay and the chief engineer, and did not require disqualification of legal counsel me. According to the board's determinations, the declaratory ruling is affirmed, and the board, the court further found that the board correctly determined Dakota Bay's water use is beneficial in the public interest. The subpoenas were properly quashed as not served, and the determinations in the water right 8744-3 were affirmed. So essentially what that boils down to is all of the board's orders were affirmed by the circuit court, but that they still can appeal to the Supreme Court. The court charged Dakota Bay with filing an order that's consistent with this opinion, and to my knowledge, that's not filed, or no one's filed anything as yet. So the time ticking for them to file an appeal has not yet commenced, and that's more or less it. I would just congratulate Jen on a vigorous and effective defense of the board's decisions, and that's where it stands, as we said.
Okay, thanks, David. You anything to add, Jim?
No.
Okay. Good, we won that one.
Yes.
We don't always do that. Anything else in water rights litigation? That must be it.
That's it.
Okay. Minister Oates, the Department of Ag and Natural Resources staff.
Each of you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to present before this board today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do. Next on the agenda is cancellation considerations. Amanda.
Chairman, members of the board, Amanda Duell, permitting administrator with Water Rights Program.
Maybe can you get closer to the mic or something?
I'm about to eat it. Okay, better?
Better.
Okay.
Thank you.
There are 13 permits and water rights scheduled for consideration for cancellation today, all of which were scheduled based off of staff engineer inspections, telephone conversations, or email correspondence with the permit holders.
Bill.
Each permit holder was sent a personalized notice along with a chief engineer's recommendation. Copies were provided for each in your board packet. As always, time was allowed for the permit holders to respond to that notice. None of the cancellations were disputed. It's the chief engineer's recommendation that we cancel all 13 of these permits and water rights for the reasons listed in the board packet. Are there any questions in regard to any of the cancellations listed today?
Does anyone have any questions on cancellations for Amanda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the cancellation list as presented?
Mr. Chairman, this is Freeman. I would so move.
We have a motion by Mr. Freeman for cancellation approval. Is there a second to the motion?
Dixon, second.
Second by Dixon. Further discussion on the motion to approve the cancellation list? Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor vote aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. Consider Consideration of validation of recognized vested water rights claim 1069-2 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Canyon Lake.
Eric. This is kind of going to be a repeat of a different claim, but a repeat of what we've done at the last couple of board meetings as we become aware of various dams that we have elevations on. And so we bring the recognized vested water right claims before this board for validation. Again, back in the day, entities that filed for vested water rights for uses predating 1955, there was not a process or public notice associated with them. They were basically just filed, and we considered them vested water right claims. In 1983, the state legislature set forth a process in which all of those needed to be advertised, ability for someone to petition to intervene in the process. And that happened in 1988 when Ron Duvall public notice county by county all these recognized vested water right claims. Largely, the lion's share of them actually are for game fishing parks, for dams, or natural lakes that they have as well. But at that time, we didn't have outlet elevations, so the then chief engineer, John Hatch, basically opposed the validation for the purposes of waiting so that we could quantify those when we knew an outlet elevation or a spillway elevation or something on that order. Most of you are probably aware, probably more so than anyone else, Mrs. Dixon and Mr. Bjork, Canyon Lake is kind of a fixture in Rapid City. It's not that far away from where I grew up there. But this is somewhat of a unique instance, although it's not the first time. There's other cases of it. Canyon Lake Dam is actually owned by the city of Rapid City, but the vested water right claim is held by the Department of Game Fish and Parks for the impoundment of water. Whitney Kiltz, with our lead dam safety person, is the one who, whenever she finds one of these, she comes right to my office and says, we need to pursue with validation. So in this case, we had basically as-built plans and specifications for Canyon Lake Dam for when it was reconstructed and had an elevation. So that made it basically eligible for us to bring before this board for validation today. So our recommendation for recognized vested water right claim 1069-2 is for sufficient water annually to maintain the water level of the spillway elevation, which is 3,360 feet mean sea level. So that's what we're recommending. It would have a 1935 priority date. Just for the board's information, at that spillway elevation, Canyon Lake impounds 140 acre feet of water. So it's really not an overly large body of water there, but again, a tremendous resource to the city of Rapid City. So with that, I recommend validation to 3,360 feet mean sea level. Thank you.
Thank you. Does any of the board have questions of Eric? Any of the board have questions of Eric? If not, is there a motion to approve the vested water right claim 1069-2 for South Dakota Game Fish and Parks?
Ms. Comas, so moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Comas. Is there a second to the motion?
Bjork, second.
Second by Mr. Bjork. Further discussion on the motion to approve? Hearing none, have the secretary call the roll on this one.
Bjork?
Aye.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Hutmaker?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next on the agenda, consider water permit applications number 8859-3, 8860-3, 8861-3, 8862-3, 8863-3 for Nick and Scott Bebo. Ron Duvall.
Okay, good morning, everyone. In your board packet, you should have received copies of the reports and recommendations for those applications, and all my comments concerning the Bebo applications are also going to hold true for the next agenda item, the Klepsch applications as well. But you should have the reports, recommendations, The affidavit of publication also should have been in that packet. The report was prepared by Britton Hullinger, but she's not available today, so I'm pinch hitting for her. Nick and Scott Bebo, they are applying for water right permits out of the James River in the amount of 9.7 cubic feet of water per second to irrigate 975 acres. That's all of those applications combined. The Klebsch applications, there's four of those combined. They're want to appropriate 9.57 cubic feet of water per second, also from the James River, to irrigate 612 acres of land. The chief engineer is recommending deferral of all these applications, Bebo and the Klebsch. If you think back at the May 8th board meeting, the board also deferred five permit applications that may also to irrigate from the James River. And the deferral recommendation today for these applications is going to be for the same reasons as at the May 8th meeting, which I'll touch on briefly, but I'll just point this out first. All these were public noticed, and in response to the public notice, no one filed a petition, so they're not contested by anyone. The applicants, both Bebo and Klebsch, none of them are contesting the chief engineer's recommendations. And I'll explain a little bit about why we're recommending deferral to refresh your memories. Back in 1965, the Water Resources Commission, the predecessor to the Water Management Board, they set a limit on the James River and the total amount of water that can be appropriated from the river. Only river in the state where there's a limit that's been set. The limit that was set is 300 cubic feet of water per second from the James, and of that 300, no more than 200 can be appropriated from Huron to the North Dakota border. So currently, the amount of water that's appropriated by existing permits from the James River is right at these limits. We're right up to them, just under. So consequently, at the May meeting, we recommended deferral of applications, and we're doing the same for these, because if they were approved, we'd be going over the 300 CFS limit. So rather than recommend denial of the applications, we think now is a good time for the board to take a look, today's board to take a look at those flow limits that were set by the Water Resources Commission in 1965. Since the 1990s, there's been a trend of increasing stream flows in the James River. It's a very notable increase, and in fact, in Britton's report, she made reference to the fact that in eastern South Dakota, for all of the United States, they have noted the most increase in stream flow in the minimum, the median, and the maximum stream flow. So there's been a significant increase in flow. So consequently, we're recommending deferral until this fall or winter to allow Britton, she's working on it, she's making progress, for a hydrologic analysis to be completed to see if these existing flow limits should be retained or modified, and if they are modified to allow appropriations in excess of the current limits, what qualifications would need to be attached for those permits that are over 300 CFS to protect the existing water right holders and domestic uses on the James River. And it was interesting, if you look at the minutes of back in 1965 when the Water Resources Commission actually set those limits, even then, it was anticipated that several hundred more CFS than that could actually be appropriated from the James River, but be conditioned such to protect the in-stream flows for domestic use and other existing water right holders. So even then, it was anticipated it could be over 300 CFS. The reality is it was never done. It's always been fixed at that limit, and nothing has ever been appropriated over that limit. So we want to take a look at it and present that information to the board in probably December, would be my guess, and then see whether or not we can recommend approval of these applications at that point in time and condition them such to protect existing domestic users and senior water right holders. So I guess with that, questions?
Does anyone have questions of Ron about the two water permits we're talking about here? The board has the authority to set that limit. It's not a legislative thing.
No, it's not in statute at all, or rule for that matter.
Probably shouldn't tell them when they want that authority.
Don't listen, Mike.
You didn't hear that, did you, Mike?
Hear nothing.
Okay, no, we appreciate the work. I don't know if anyone else has questions, Ron? Hearing none. We should do these in two different motions, I'm thinking. The first one is water permit applications for Nick and Scott Bebo, as noted. I'm not going to read all the numbers off. Is there a motion to defer the application?
This is Larson. I would make a motion for the application.
Thank you, Mr. Larson. A motion to defer. Is there a second?
Bjork, second.
Second by Bjork. Is there any further discussion on the motion to defer the application? Hearing none, Secretary will please call roll.
Bjork?
Aye.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Nutmaker?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next on the agenda, Ron already talked about it, water permit applications 8867-3, 8868-3, 8869-3, 8870-3. Jim or Colin Klavish. Is there a motion to approve the deferral?
Bjork, I so move.
Motion by Mr. Bjork. Is there a second?
Dixon, second.
Second by Ms. Dixon. Further discussion on the motion to defer? Hearing none. Secretary, call the roll, please.
Bjork?
Aye.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Hatmaker?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Next on the agenda, consider modification of qualification number 4 of water permit 3053A-3. Amanda's going to do that, I see.
All right. Water permit number 3053A-3 was obtained to amend water right 3053-3, and it actually transferred the diversion point and 130 of the irrigated acres to a new location. Water permit 3053A-3 was approved in January of 2015. With that, there was a fourth qualification placed on the permit mandating that the original well approved under water right 3053-3 be plugged. During a staff inspection for the purpose of licensing the new permit, it was found that Mr. Binger was actually using the original well for livestock watering and requested the continued use of that well. The chief engineer in the water rights program did not have any issue with him continuing that use for livestock purposes. Although with that, we do need to request that fourth qualification be modified for permit 3053A-3 to read as follows. The original well authorized by water right number 3053-3, located in the center of the south half, section 19, township 115 north, range 64 west, must be plugged in accordance with Water Management Board rules, chapter 74, 02, 04, if the well is abandoned. This would, in a sense, cover that same base, although allowing him continued use for now. If that use ceases, that well would need to be still plugged.
Okay, does anyone on the board have questions of Amanda? I just have one. Is that original pump in there, or has he put a small pump in there for water? And
it has. It does have a significantly smaller pump. It's a solar powered pump.
Okay. Makes me happier. Any more questions of Amanda? If not, is there a motion to modify the qualifications on water permit 3053A-3?
Mr. Chair, this is Freeman. I would move to modify the permit as recommended by the chief engineer.
Thank you. Motion by Mr. Freeman. Is there a second to the motion?
Holzbauer seconds.
Second by Holzbauer. Further discussion on the motion for modification? Further discussion? Hearing none. Secretary will call the roll, please.
York?
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Huttmaker?
Aye.
Larson?
No. 10 o'clock item. Consider permit application number 8842-3. Greg and Yvette Rayonic.
This is Jennifer Verlinger on behalf of the chief engineer in the water rights program. And I don't believe anyone else is here.
Nobody signed in, apparently.
And I see no one online.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Go ahead.
So I was just going to say, this is the hearing for water permit application number 8842-3. The chief engineer is recommending approval with three qualifications. The application has been contested by Mr. Clyde Olson. No other comments were received. For the sake of efficiency, I would propose that Michaela Steen briefly summarize her technical report in a narrative format. The parties and the board will have an opportunity to ask any questions after her presentation. Before we start, I'd also like to mark the documents in the board's pre-meeting packet regarding this application, which are found at pages 133 to 162 of the PDF version as Exhibit 100. That includes the chief engineer's recommendation on 8842-3, the technical report, the affidavit of publication, Clyde Olson's petition in opposition, and the notice of hearing. And so I'd like to formally ask that be submitted as an exhibit into the record. And then I would call Michaela to present her report.
Okay, thank you. And I would note Michaela was sworn in earlier. Thank you.
Morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. Michaela Steen, staff engineer with the Water Rights Program. Water permit application number 8842-3 was filed by Greg and Yvette Rahonic, proposing to divert water at a rate of 1.45 CFS, or 651 gallons per minute, from one well already completed into the Dakota aquifer for the irrigation of 120 acres. The water from the well would be diverted into a dugout and then pumped from the dugout to irrigate. And the site of interest is located in Aurora County, approximately 5 miles northeast of Plankinton, South Dakota. This location is approximately 8 miles southeast of the contester's Dakota aquifer well. With the application, no water well or test hole completion report was submitted. However, using geophysical log information, lithologic logs on file nearby, and then the water levels from various aquifers shown in existing wells, South Dakota Geological Survey and Water Rights Program staff were able to come to the determination that the existing well proposed to be used is likely completed in the Dakota aquifer. Review of the hydrologic budget and observation well data for the Dakota aquifer indicated that there's a reasonable probability unappropriated water is available for this proposed appropriation. And when considering the saturated thickness of the aquifer in Aurora County, artesian head pressure seen in nearby observation wells and appropriative users' wells, and the lack of well interference complaints for wells completed into the aquifer in this county, there's a reasonable probability that the potential for unlawful impairment is unlikely for existing water right holders and domestic uses.
Does anyone have questions of Nikayla? Anyone on the board, questions? Dave?
I have just a couple quick questions. Have you reviewed the petition in opposition to this?
Yes.
And could you give me the crux of what the petition in opposition raises concerns?
I believe the concerns maybe predate my time, and that there was concerns of drawdown in the Niobrara aquifer in this area in maybe the 80s, and so that started his concerns. And then the contester also does have one Dakota aquifer well out of his four. He's got three Niobrara, I believe, and one Dakota one. The Niobrara exists about 200 feet deep in this area, and the Dakota is about 600 feet deep, and I think he was just concerned for unlawful impairment and drawdown.
And did anything in the petition in opposition change your position in your recommendation?
No.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Anyone else have questions? Anyone else on the board have questions? If not, is there anyone online have questions? Hearing none. Thank you, Dakota.
I have nothing further because Dave did my job for me.
Oh. You'll probably want to share your paycheck. Okay, hearing none, we have a water application number 8842-3, Dragon Event Revac. Is there a motion to approve the permit? Motion to approve with the qualifications of the chief engineer.
Mr. Chairman Freeman.
Mr. Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Are you making that motion, sir?
Yes, sir. I motion to approve as recommended by the chief engineer.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second to the motion? Is there a second to the motion?
Holzbauer will second that.
Thank you, Leo, for the second. Further discussion on the motion to approve. Further discussion on the motion. Hearing none. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bjork?
Aye.
Omis?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Hotmaker?
Aye. Motion carried. Okay, next on the agenda is lunch, but I think we're a little early for that. Anything else for the board before we adjourn? Ron? Anyone else have anything? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Freeman.
Motion by Freeman. Is there a second?
We'll borrow a second that.
All in favor, vote aye.
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 Motion carried.